Maseches Kiddushin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Eved Ivri Nikna Bekesef, an Eved Ivri is acquired with money, the master pays, uvishtar, or with a document. Bekain es atzme, and he acquires himself out of his servitude, b'shanim, either with years, meaning his term expires, often that's 6 years, it could be a different amount according to certain shittos, in certain situations, uviyovil, or on yovil, every 50 years, all of them go free. Ubigurain kesef, and with the deduction of money, meaning if he's in servitude for 6 years and he's worked 2 years, what he can do is he can pay 4/6 of the price that his master paid to purchase him, meaning he buys out the remainder of his term for whatever its value was. Yisera Olav, even greater than him in her ability to get out of Avdus, is the Amaho Ivriya. Shekoina is Asma b'simanim. She is able to be kind to herself with simanim. If she brings Jairus after the age of 12, she's now a Naira, and therefore she goes free with that, as well as all the same ways that the Eved Ivri goes out with Gerayin Kesef, with Shanim, or with Yovel. Hanirtza, the Nirtza, that is someone whose ear has been drilled. This is the Eved Ivri who was sold by Beis Din. And at the end of his six-year term, he says, no, I want to stay as an Eved. And so therefore, his ear is supposed to be drilled. Nikta Beritzia, he is acquired for the remainder of his term with his ear being drilled, with this drilling, with this piercing. The Kain is Atzmai, and he acquires himself out of the servitude B'Yovel, with Yovel, Uvmises Ha'adain, or with the death of his master. If either of those come to pass, he goes free, even though he is a Nirtza. Mishnah Gimel. Eved Knani is a little bit different. He's Nikta Bekesef. He's acquired with money, uvishtar, or with a document, uvachazaka, or with an act of possession. So what is an act of possession with an Eved Knani? Some shittos hold you actually pick him up, but others say it couldn't be as much. But what you can also do is have him fulfill a task that only your Eved would do, such as the Mefarshim explain, he ties your shoes, he gets you dressed, undressed, he takes your clothing to the bathhouse with you, he bathes you, he oils his master down. All those things are something that only an Eved would do, and if you make an Eved do those tasks, that is a mice of chazaka to acquire an Eved Knani. So the Eved Knani frees himself from his servitude, either with money. And according to the Tana Kama, who we'll see in a moment, is Rabbi Meir, how does he do this? Al yidei acherim, through others. Because an Eved Kenani, anything he comes into possession of is automatically his master's, how does he have money to free himself? He doesn't. It's through a third party, gives his master money and buys his freedom, uvishtar, or with a shtar. If his master gives him a shtar, gives him a shtar shichrur, this bill of emancipation, al yidei atzmai, if that is given to him and not to a third party to be zoicha for him, then he goes free. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's according to Rabbi Meir. Now, what Rabbi Meir holds here is that an Eved cannot acquire anything for himself, so the kesef has to come from a third party. And at the same time, Reb Meir holds that an Eved's freedom is not a schus for him. It's not a good thing, because if his master was a kain, he can no longer eat truma, and he's no longer mutter in a shifcha knanis. So therefore, according to Reb Meir, we don't say chayvin la'adam shloi b'fanav, and therefore, if the master says to a third party here, accept this shtar shichur on behalf of my Eved, and the Eved had not given his prior consent, the third party cannot accept the shtar shichur on his behalf. However, even according to Reb Meir, if the Eved did give his prior consent to the third party, they can accept it on his behalf. But either way, al yidei atzmai, he can accept the shtar shichur. The Chachamim disagree. They disagree on 2 points. They disagree on whether or not an Eved can be kind of kesef for himself, as we'll see in a moment. And they also disagree on the general concept of shichur for an Eved. And they hold it's actually a chus for him. So therefore, bechesef, they say, ayidei atzmai, he can acquire himself using kesef that he has come into possession with. And we'll see in a moment how that is done. Uvishtar, and with a shtar, with the bill of emancipation, the shtar shichur that is given to an Eved, that can be done also, ayidei acherim, to third parties, even if the Eved hasn't given those third parties his consent in advance. Nonetheless, if his master gives a third party a shtar shichur and says, here, take this on behalf of my Eved to free him, that frees him. Ubilvat, and now, returning to kesef, that is so long as shehei hakesef mishal acherim. If the kesef comes from third parties and the third parties gave it to the Eved with the tznai, that this should not become the property of your master. Because otherwise, it's like everything else. An Eved's metzias belong to his master. His ma'as yadav belongs to his master. Anything an Eved comes into possession of normally belongs to his master. But the chachamim holder is an exception where a third party gives it to an Eved and says, this should be yours and not your master's. That money can belong to him. And therefore, he can turn around and hand that money to his master and say, here, accept this on behalf of my freedom. Freedom.